This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
The praying mantis will kill and eat hummingbirds. Is that true or false? It is absolutely true.
What?
You're telling me a shtick of a creature?
Things are about to get ugly. That's going to leave a mark.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Trivia Friday here on American Family Radio. Tim Wildman here with Ed Vitagliano. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Tim. It is May 1st.
Year?
May 1st.
That's year, hard. Year? And the
year 2020?
Yeah.
I was
asking you, you said May 21st, and I was asking you for the year.
Yes, I'm just shocked that we're now in the fifth month of the year already.
Right, right. Well, JJ Jasper's in the Studio Venus. Good morning, JJ.
Good morning. I've got a little public service announcement, a little PSA. Do not call the police on suspicious people in your neighborhood. Those are your neighbors without makeup and hair extensions.
Well, we are coronavirus free here for this show. We also call this show
Learning University.
Learning University it is. Ed, why don't you tell folks what we do here and how we play this here game?
Well, it's a great question, Tim. We wonder about that sometimes ourselves. What are we doing here?
Right.
Listen, our goal as Learning University is to look at our students, spiritually speaking, and see them as a field of individuals that after this show will be smarter, betterer, and awesomer.
That's touching, Ed.
It is. It kind of clutches
me. Did I hear you inject the word spiritual in here?
Yes.
This is a spiritual experience?
It could be.
Yeah.
We can define it any way we want.
It is what you make it, folks. Like life.
Yeah.
You know, it's like life.
We're self-identifying as a spiritual program.
All right, Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We ask trivia questions, and you call in and answer them. That's basically how it goes here. Although I've switched over to some riddles the last couple months.
They've been incredibly popular.
I'm going to continue being the riddle man. So I'm going to ask riddles. Ed and JJ are going to ask trivia questions, and we're going to ask you to call in and answer and or ask. We prefer that you do both. Answer a trivia question and ask a trivia question. Now, the ground rule, one of the ground rules we have is if you've gotten on the air with us in the last 8 weeks and ask a question or answered a question, you've gotten on the air here with us, please don't call because we have an 8-week waiting period between appearances on the program. Here's the phone number to call. Otherwise, here's the number to call. I'm not sure which is correct there. 888 589-8840. 888-589-8840. You can follow us on Facebook or YouTube. Just go to and type in today's issues on Facebook or YouTube. And JJ, what happens if there's a particular question that's answered? What happens?
Well, you'll hear this sound. And they win not just one roll, but an entire case of toilet paper.
A case?
No, it's you actually get the
a case of toilet paper.
You get the real nice Learning University T-shirt, which is a conversation starter, a little bit of witness wear. It helps the ministry. If you don't win one today, you can go to afastore.net, afastore.net, and buy a shirt. You can look and see that Ed and Tim are holding this up. We encourage you to watch on YouTube and the other places where we're streaming. Trivia Friday, Learning University T-shirt. We have a mystery question, and whoever correctly answers that's going to win a T-shirt today.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. So we will be giving away a free T-shirt as opposed to giving away one that costs. All right. So here we go. Ed, fire away with your questions.
All right, here are my three questions. Question number one, killer whales are a natural predator of the moose. Is that true or false? Killer whales are a natural predator of the moose. True or false?
Okay.
Second question, what continent has the highest education level in the world? What continent has the highest education level in the world? Question number three, easy, should be an easy geography question for you. How many states are there in New England? And I'm not talking about the state of confusion. That one will not count. How many states are there in New England? Those are my three questions.
Good questions. My first question's from the Bible. Who asked Pilate for the body of Jesus after the crucifixion? Who asked Pilate for the body of Jesus after the crucifixion? Second question, in which part of your body are your metatarsals located? In which part of your body are your metatarsals located? Your metatarsals are flaring up, and you're telling your neighbor, man, I would be glad to help you out there with your project, but my metatarsals have really been flaring up, and I'm going to have to go to the urgent care as soon as I can.
So the question, though, is where are they located?
Right. Which part of your body are your metatarsals located? Then third question, true or false, President Lyndon B. Johnson's likeness was once seriously considered to be an addition to Mount Rushmore. Is that true or false? President Lyndon B. Johnson.
Hope none of his family are listening. not right, really.
President Lyndon B. Johnson's likeness was once seriously considered to be an addition to Mount Rushmore. Is that true or false?
All right, here are my three riddles. Ready?
I'm ready. I was born ready, sir.
Here we go then. Mr. Born Ready?
Yeah.
There are two monkeys on a tree, and one jumps off. Why does the other monkey jump off too? I just came up with this one on my own.
Here's the deal. I know your mama always warned you about that. If your friend jumped off a cliff or a bridge or whatever, would you jump off too? So we had plenty of warning from our grandparents and our mama not to do like them dumb, like the monkeys do.
Duly noted, Professor Jasper. Okay, there are two monkeys on a tree and one jumps off. Why does the other monkey jump off too? No, these are riddles. So they may seem unimportant at the time, but there'll be times during your life these will come back.
You'll use this information just as much as you did algebra.
It's kind of like a you looking at me.
That's good, man.
All right,
our trig.
I mean, I used to ask that like a lot of
everyone
us did.
Everyone's asked that.
Huh?
How's this ever going to help me in life?
What answer did you get? It was unsatisfactory.
I went to an all-boys Catholic high school, and the nuns just slapped you with a ruler. They didn't answer questions.
I honestly asked my Algebra 2 teacher that on several different occasions. Not only did I not get an answer, you know, what practical way, but I think it might have affected my grade. Because it pulled those C's down to D's. Because I think I really made him mad or put him on the spot or something. He was Coach Moore. He was not happy with the badgering.
I think I got some answer about it helps expand your brain or something like that. I didn't really need any brain expansion at the time. But all right, here's the next riddle. Why did Snap, Crackle and Pop get scared?
Now, is this an arthritis question or have something to do with breakfast cereal?
I don't know. We'll find out. It's a riddle. Why did Snap, Cracker, and Pop, they all got scared? Why? And number three, what has wheels and flies, but it's not an aircraft?
Oh, we've read about it in Ezekiel many times.
A wheel within a wheel.
What has wheels and flies, but it's not an aircraft? What is it? So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. My three riddles. All right. Are we ready to go?
I think we're ready to go.
Let's get started.
Let's go first to Louisiana And Sam is on the line. Sam, welcome to Trivia Friday. Hey, Sam, go ahead and turn your radio down. Won't be as much of a lag there. You on with us?
Okay. Yeah.
All right, Sam, welcome to the program. Do you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I like to do both.
All right, which question do you want to try to answer?
The wheels and flies.
All right, the riddle.
All right, Sam, here we go. What has wheels and flies, but it's not an aircraft?
Is it a garbage truck?
It is a garbage truck.
Hey, nicely done,
Way
Sam.
Way to go, Sam.
Right out of the chute.
I never saw that coming. Way to get us started.
So, had you heard that before, or did you just think up that answer?
I may have, but I didn't remember it.
Yeah, okay. Never mind, I'm not going to say that. So what is wheels and flies, but is not an aircraft? The correct answer, Sam tells us from Louisiana, a garbage truck.
Yeah.
All right.
Makes perfect sense. Mm-hmm. Sam, what's your question for us?
All right. In what year did the Mayflower land at Cape Cod?
Okay. Hang on a second, Sam. We're going to talk about this amongst ourselves.
Plymouth Rock.
Is it 1619 or 1620?
I think he's trying to riddle us right there.
Oh, at Cape Cod? Well,
yeah. Plymouth Rock is at Cape Cod.
It is. You know, is this a trick question? Is this a trick question where he's going to say it wasn't named Cape Cod yet? Or I think it's a.
Hey, is this a riddle or a trivia?
No.
It's a straight up trivia question.
You're talking about Plymouth Rock, right?
Yeah, I think they did a call and press.
So Plymouth Rock,
right after they walked on it.
Plymouth Rock is on Cape Cod.
Yes.
So it's a part of it.
So is it 1620?
He's asking us what year.
1620.
I'm thinking the 1620.
1620, I think.
All yeah. right.
You okay with that,
1620.
JJ?
1620.
All right, we're going 1620, Sam.
November 11th, 1620.
All right.
I'm clapping for us.
Wow.
Ed voiced it. That came to mind. I love history myself.
Mine was a weak reinforcement. My father-in-law actually coached in Cape Cod for about 20 years, the baseball league there.
Yeah.
And they said, come see us every summer. We didn't do it.
Oh, man,
I know,
you should have.
And I wanted to see Plymouth Rock, and they said there's so much history there. My mother-in-law, you know, they just said, you got to come up here. But we just didn't gather to the tribe and go up there and make the trek. So, and now he's not coaching there anymore.
Oh, Boston would be a great take
I've
in
been to Boston.
Terms of history and food and all this.
I want to go to that part of the country. If I only knew, I just wish I knew how many states were in New England. If I knew that, I would know more of how to plan my travels.
If you do go to Boston, you'll need to take you one of those little books that translates language.
You only have to know one word, wicked. Yeah, we want some wicked breakfast. We want some wicked lunch.
Okay, I'd like a bowl of wicked oatmeal.
All right.
Wicked awesome.
Sam, thanks, brother.
All right.
Is Sam, that was, okay.
Yeah, Sam's gone.
You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Thank you for everyone who listens and calls in and or watch on Facebook or YouTube. We'll repeat our questions momentarily, but let's go ahead.
Yeah, and thank you for wearing your mask while you're alone driving in your car. That makes me feel safer. It makes me glad at who is out there voting for candidates in America.
Wearing your mask in your car.
I see that every single day. Somebody driving their own car. They're the only person in the vehicle, and they have a mask on. And I just go,
Yeah. There are probably millions of Americans also going, hey, you know where I put my mask? It's on your face.
Yeah.
You know how you do with your glasses sometimes?
Yeah.
Where'd I put my glasses? You got them on.
Your mask, your glasses, the whole shooting match.
All right, let's go back to the phones.
All right, we go to Texas now. John is on the line. John, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hey, guys. Greetings from Cut and Shoot.
Hey, John from Cut and Shoot. Welcome back, brother.
Y'all, howdy.
You want to?
Y'all miss me? I miss you.
Yeah, well, we did, John.
John, answer, or do both.
I want to do both, but first I want to say something. The last time my wife called in, you remember that? Actually, it was on Valentine's Day.
We do remember.
And JJ, Robin and I are the couple that met you at the Montgomery County Right to Life, and we had our Learning University shirt.
Yes.
On. I remember that now. Yes.
And I remember seeing a picture of that somewhere. Maybe
I might have took a picture and showed you, or that maybe he sent it in. Wonderful. Mm-hmm. Well, hey, listen, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'm going to do both.
Which one you want to answer?
Ed's question, the states in New England.
All right, John, how many states are there in New England?
To best of my recollection, there's six.
There are. That is correct. Eight.
All right, John. Way to go, brother.
John, can you name them?
Yes, sir. Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, Massachusetts, Connecticut, and Rhode Island.
You are spot on, fella. Good job. Good work.
Rhode Island is south of Boston.
Yes.
South of Massachusetts. I'm trying to look at them. I'm trying to visualize
as
that
is moment. Connecticut.
And Rhode Island is the smallest state geographically.
Yes, it is.
Speaking. I'm going to show my ignorance here, but I thought New England was just a real vague general, like just saying Midwest or, you know, the South. If you wanted to be included, you could, but there wasn't an exact number. So that's nice to know. I learned something
it
today
is. I think
learning
there's
university.
There's mid-Atlantic states. There's some, at least, and then the Eastern Seaboard. I forget how when I learned them in school.
But yeah, that's what I mean. Like if you say out west, well, that's kind of relative, you know, to whether you live in North Carolina or, you know, if you live in, you know, in Missouri or somewhere, if you want to be considered out west.
Mm-hmm. All right, John, fire away.
Okay. I know y'all just been missing sports so much. I have.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
The question is, what person has been inducted into two separate professional sports halls of fame as a head coach and a team owner?
As a head coach and a team owner. Okay, now, John, we're going to talk amongst ourselves. Don't say yes or no yet. Okay, head coach and a team owner. Two separate. Okay. How about Red Auerbach of the Boston Celtics? He was a coach. Was he a team? Was he an owner? He was.
Definitely a coach.
I think he owned the team. I think he owned the team.
That would be rare.
I'm going to say rare. Pete Rose. Because they're going to. Oh, wait. They wouldn't let him into the.
I wouldn't bet on that answer. I wouldn't.
Oh, that was cold, but very, very witty.
Give us 15. Did you say one or two people? John?
One person.
Team owner and an athlete.
But also in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
No, team owner and coach.
And a coach.
Oh, team owner and coach.
And in the Hall of Fame for both?
For two different sports.
Oh, two different sports. Oh, I'm lost.
Wow, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah. You know, this is give me 15 more seconds. I'm doing the Rolodex.
I was
Tim
thinking.
Is our for sure sports aficionado.
Two separate sports. That's killer, man. I have no idea.
This must go way back. This I'm gonna say this answer is probably gonna be pre 1960. But anyway, I don't know. We don't know, John. What is it?
All right, you're going to love this. His name is Joe Gibbs.
Oh, Joe Gibbs.
Of the racing fame.
The former coach of the Redskins?
Right.
Yeah. You know, John, you're
– also an author and a race car owner.
But so NFL coach and owner of a NASCAR team, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was 1996 for the NFL. And 2020 for NASCAR, it was in like January of this year.
Yeah. That is a great
trivia
question.
He's also a Christian man.
Right.
Yeah.
I got to meet him in Colorado at a Christian convention. Nice guy.
Did
Very
you race
personable.
Him?
No, I would like to have.
Yeah.
We didn't arm wrestle, race, anything.
Thank you, John.
Hey, appreciate
it. Great question, brother.
Excellent trivia question. That was great.
You know, I wasn't thinking racing as a sport, when he said it initially. We were all thinking baseball, football, basketball.
Right. Right.
And what's that other sport that nobody cares about? Ice hockey?
Ah, well played, sir. Mm-hmm. Well played.
All right, back to the phones.
All right, let's go to Oklahoma this time. What do you guys say? Mike is on the line. Mike, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Hey, Mike, where are you calling from in Oklahoma?
Bartlesville.
Bartlesville. All right, brother.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling. Ask, answer, or both?
Do both here with my Trivia Friday t-shirt, wearing it.
Wonderful.
Wow.
You know,
that's the enthusiasm.
Normally,
like
we would send him a free t-shirt, but
he's got one.
He's got
one. Yeah, I'd say a case of toilet paper. I mean, he earned it.
JJ, you keep giving away cases. I mean, we will run out here.
Somebody's hoarding.
Yeah. Hey, yeah, I will say, since I kind of got that conversation,
right, Mike.
Since I got that conversation started a couple of weeks ago, there was a classified ad. It said, single man with toilet paper seeks woman with hand sanitizer for a lasting relationship. I call that love to love.
That's funny.
It is strange. I saw a meme the other day, some kind of joke, and it was an older guy. I might have said this last week on the show. It was an older guy with little kids sitting at his feet, and he was telling stories from yesteryear, and he said, when I was growing up, toilet paper was everyone had so much toilet paper, we used to just throw it in trees. Remember those days?
So common.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You go toilet paper somebody's house.
Hey, Mike, which question you want to answer?
Okay, I'll answer yours on who asked Pilate for the body of Jesus.
Yes, Bible question. Who asked Pilate for the body of Jesus after the crucifixion?
Yeah, that would be Joseph of Arimathea.
Yes, sir. Right. Nicely done,
good,
Mike.
Good job.
Good, Mike.
And what's your question for us?
All right, now, where on your body would one find their moringa?
The moringa. Like a lemon moringa?
I think that's like a Mexican instrument. You know what I'm saying? They play that? They play that? I've seen that on the beach.
Yeah, spell it. Like that's going to help us.
M-Y-R-I-N-G-A.
Okay, now use it in a sentence.
You got your moringa band.
That's right. Mike, use it in a sentence, preferably one that involves a body part.
So
your moringa. Have I not heard this?
It's a body part, right? It's what he's saying.
Yeah.
Now, see, this is frustrating. As many times as I've been to the ER, and I have never even heard of the moringa. And we got a house full of little kids. Mm. We've made a lot of trips to the ER.
I'm with JJ. I have never heard of the moringa.
I'm going to say it's just south of your medulla oblongata.
Hey, you know what? A few weeks ago, or a couple of months ago, JJ, you had a question, and it was, where is your tympanum? And guess what? The moringa and the tympanum are the same thing.
Really?
Your eardrum.
Oh, eardrum. Okay.
You got two names for the eardrum?
Yes. Moringa or tympanum.
You know, that sounds like a couple of ships that came across. And
the moringa, the tympanum,
pina
and the
colada. Well, how did that? What did that thing? I didn't do well in history either.
The moringa, the tympanum, and the pina colada.
There are some history teachers out there right now. Go. We must get back in school quick.
Yes.
Otherwise,
we have failed. We have failed yet another generation.
8-year-olds listening to these clowns.
Hey, Mike, thank you. Thanks, have a wonderful weekend. Hang in there.
Thank you, Mike.
JJ, that was awesome.
The pit of this Maria and the
pina colada.
Medulla oblongata. It sailed in the year 1620. We'll be back.
On the next Today's Issues.
We appreciate hearing from you. You can send us an email at comments@afr.net.
I pastor a small church, so I have to have a full-time job on the side. When I try to feed the flock, y'all feed me, and I thank God for y'all.
If you want to watch the show live, you can go to Facebook or YouTube. Just type in Today's Issues. And you can also access the stories that we talk about.
Don't miss the next Today's Issues. Weekday mornings at 11 Eastern, 10 Central on American Family Radio.
Hello, everyone. I'm Tim Wildman from American Family Radio and American Family Association. On our tours of Washington, D.C. and Mount Vernon and Williamsburg, Jamestown, and Yorktown, coming up in September, we are going to explore how the coronavirus impacted early American history. So I'm sure you're going to enjoy that if you'll join us for one of those tours. I'm just kidding. It's going to be a coronavirus-free tour. Coming up in September, we're going to have a great time. September is a nice weather month in Virginia and D.C. So if you would like to look at the itinerary and all that we'll be doing and seeing and exploring in September, my wife and I, Allison, we will be leading the tours. Just go to spiritualheritagetours.com. Historian Stephen McDowell will be with us all along our time together in Williamsburg and Washington. SpiritualHeritageTours.com.
Hello, Americans. I'm Todd Starnes with news and commentary next. Hi, this is Todd Starnes, and folks, Liberty University believes a private Christian education should be affordable to everyone. That's great, right? It doesn't matter if you're from California or Maine or anywhere in between, you may qualify for up to $20,780 over 4 years through Liberty's Middle America Scholarship. For more information, text MAS to the number 839-858 today. Again, that's MAS to the number 839-858. There are explosive new details about the deep state's mission to target the Trump administration and overthrow a duly elected president. Internal FBI documents unsealed Wednesday show top agents discuss their motivations for interviewing former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. They discussed whether their goal was to get Flynn to lie so he could be prosecuted or ultimately fired. The notes were written by the FBI's former head of counterintelligence after a meeting with then-FBI Director James Comey and then-FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe. Flynn eventually pleaded guilty in December 2017 to one felony count of lying to the FBI. It is absolutely chilling that a federal agency would literally try to set up an American citizen. Heinous behavior. So here's a piece of advice. If you ever get a call from the FBI, don't answer. Call your lawyer instead. I'm Todd Starnes.
Ladies and gentlemen, the story you're about to see is true. The names have been changed to protect the
innocent.
What is
that?
That was the intro for Dragnet, right?
Yeah, but it's not the actual intro. It sounds like it was something from...
It's a knockoff?
Some kind of knockoff of it.
I thought it always began, the city, Los Angeles, California.
I think it did.
Something like that. Yeah. Maybe that's when the story first begins. But all right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Trivia Friday here on American Family Radio, or should I say students of...
Learning University.
That was pretty bad.
Like two of us, right? did you miss that one, JJ?
No, I was right there. It was just perfect harmony.
You missed that cue?
No, I was right there.
Okay. Trivia Friday it is. We're going to repeat our questions now. Fridays for an hour and a half, 90 minutes. We play trivia and have riddles and have some fun here each week. So we are... we are about to repeat our questions.
I will start us off.
Go.
Here are my three questions. First question. Killer whales are a natural predator of the moose. Is that true or false?
So me and Bubba taking our 410 shotgun, and we got this killer whale that we've been training, and we're heading out. We're going moose hunting.
I've heard of
Come here, killer whale. Come on. Come on. Get in the back of the truck.
I've heard of a land shark, but I don't know if I've ever heard of a...
Well, who knows?
Yeah,
that's one big leash you got to have if you got yourself a killer whale that you're hunting with.
Maybe.
All right, second.
Hey, maybe it retrieves. You know, like a dog goes and gets the bird.
You talking about the killer whale?
Yeah, it goes and gets the moose. You shoot it, killer whale goes and gets it, brings it back to you.
Here, Fido. All right, okay. Second question. What continent?
I think that would be here, Free Willy.
if it's true Willy. Or false, we're going to owe Free Willy an apology.
We got to get back on track here.
Whenever you guys are ready.
My apologies.
You guys just mock my questions.
Go ahead.
It's all right.
Professor Ed, I know you researched them long and hard.
I did. Okay, second question. What continent has the highest education level in the world? What continent has the highest education level in the world? Third question, I will add one since I've had one answered. It will also be a geography question. What is the state capital of Florida? What is the state capital of Florida? All right.
Here's what I've got. First question, in which part of your body are your metatarsals located? And it's not your eardrum. In which part of your body are your metatarsals located? Second question, true or false, President Lyndon B. Johnson's likeness was once seriously considered to be an addition to Mount Rushmore. Is that true or false? And then I'll add one. Third question, how many wings does a butterfly have? How many wings does a butterfly have?
That was a folk song of the 60s, wasn't it?
How many wings does a butterfly have?
Huh?
Yeah, Seals and Croft.
No, let's join hands.
Yeah. Yes.
I think it was Johnny Mitchell, actually.
Yeah. That was the intro to In a God of Vita.
After the chorus about the wings of the butterfly, you said, Jasmine, something on my mind.
Jasmine Rice on my mind.
I think you're talking about Summer Breeze there.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, here are my three questions. They're riddles, rather. There are two monkeys on a tree, and one jumps off. Why does the other monkey jump too? All right. They're riddles.
Right, and sometimes they get eaten by killer whales. Or they can even hit the ground.
Okay, here's the second riddle. Why did Snap, Crackle, and Pop get really scared? Okay. And number three, new riddle. What room won't a ghost go into? What room won't, WON'T,
right,
a ghost go into? And what's the deal with these ghost shows on TV?
You mean the one where they never actually find anything?
Yeah, but, I mean, haven't we done our run of these things?
Oh man, they're hugely popular.
But I see other day. I mean, I've been watching. Alice and I enjoy a couple TV shows, and they have the commercials advertising these ghost shows. And I said, you know, the other night I said, it's the same thing.
Yes.
Every time they turn off the lights, and you got some green light.
What was that?
And people say, what's that? And then they run around the house.
That's right.
You know, you get a couple of McDonald's commercials thrown in there. And then at the end, they don't know really what happened.
It registers
on some kind of meter that they've created themselves.
That's right. My wife, Diane, and I, we watched about a half season of one of those shows where they're trying to find Bigfoot.
Yeah.
Until we realized if somebody actually found Bigfoot, we wouldn't have had to wait to see it on this show. It would have been all over the news. So that's...
The reason they drag that thing out, even if they find Bigfoot, is they got to have about six to 12 episodes. You know what I'm saying?
That's right. And they have all kinds of different shows like that. And
so we were in high school. This is about the time the Ouija board and some of those other crazy things came out, which are not good at all. And we were all sitting around the table, and we decided to have a seance, and we were trying to call Abraham Lincoln up. And so everybody was holding hands, and we said, if you're here, you touch us on the shoulder. Mary Roberts was sitting right next to me. I was holding her hand. Everybody's holding hands. She screams out bloody murder. She claims somebody touched her on the shoulder. But her brother, Davey, who was a star football player, he broke the circle and started to run. He never really pulled his shoulder up. He just stayed down and kept running, and he blew out the back door, busted the door and the storm door off, and he's out in the driveway laying out there with all the doors. And then true story. The last word, Mary says, you just wait till Mom and Dad get home. You're going to be in so much trouble.
So he's telling somebody somewhere I'd have been in the pros. but I got injured.
Yeah, Tommy Johns. Yeah. Because of Abraham Lincoln.
We played
Lincoln.
That game. What was that, Ouija board?
Yeah, that's not good.
No, I know. We tried to call up Lyndon Johnson.
to find out what his chances are.
Everybody
was calling up Abraham Lincoln, and we thought, we're not going to be like
Julius Caesar. I said we call up LBJ. Yeah.
Hey, we're having fun with this, but you guys talk about these ghost shows. In all seriousness, it's troubling to me. We've got a lot of kids, and they watch a lot of different shows, you know, Disney-type shows. And it seems like every other thing, they're calling on some spirit or this. Or, well, let's just say this enchanting thing, or let's just say this whatever. And so, you know, I don't like how they're grooming them for magic and all that.
Yeah, we are not endorsing the paranormal shows.
No, no.
We are not endorsing LBJ.
No.
we're not endorsing Linda Baines Johnson either.
I don't think he's coming back. let's go back to the
phone. We go to Louisiana, and James is on the line. James, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning, learned professors. I have two comments I want to make first, and then I'll answer one and ask you one. One, I do remember TPing Holmes. Been guilty of that. And I've been through Cut and Shoot, Texas, a few times, too. And I got a simple question, not my trivia question, but where can you find in Scripture that Paul was on his road to Damascus and he fell off a horse? I dare you to find it.
What
now? He's saying, where can you find in Scripture Paul on his way to
Damascus?
Well, you can't because it was Saul.
The blinding light.
Oh,
I would say.
So it was Saul.
Well, I don't know if that's what he's getting at. Whose car?
This is
it was
James.
Saul.
Yeah.
James, Saul. That
wasn't his question, though. He said he was.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, what question do you want to answer, James?
Well, the rest of that is you can't find Saul. I mean, Paul, he finds Saul, and he can't find anywhere in Scripture where he says he fell off a horse. Anyway, the question I want to answer is our beloved President LBJ.
Yes, sir. That's the one you want to answer? Here's the question. President Lyndon B. It's true or false? President Lyndon B. Johnson's likeness was once seriously considered to be an addition to Mount Rushmore. Is that true or false?
It is definitely true, because I remember the conversation and thinking how stupid it was.
Well, you know, it's actually 100% false.
True.
Really?
No, it's true. I remember them talking about it.
Okay, well, I just made it up this morning, but I didn't fact-check it because I thought it was so ludicrous. I was going to go with Jimmy Carter or LBJ, so I'll have to go back there and double-check that because it might have been seriously considered by his mom, but I can't think of anybody else.
When was that thing built?
It was built a long time ago, but we said an addition, you know, like maybe they would add
addition,
one.
I'm sorry.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, they were adding.
Okay, well, you got me at a sort of a crossroads, so I'll go back there and look that up because I just made it up this morning, but I might have should have seen if there was any consideration.
Okay, do we need
that.
A question?
Yeah, what question for us?
Biblical question. Abraham and Isaac are guilty of the same thing in the land of Ger, G-E-R. They are. Can you tell me what that, what they were both guilty of?
They both said their wife was their sister.
You're absolutely correct.
All right, JJ.
There you go, JJ. Woo! Coming through.
Very much.
All right, brother.
Hey,
thank you, James.
Thank you, James. Great, some great trivia there. We appreciate it.
Hey, if you want to send us an email, you can do so at comments@afr.net. Comments@afr.net. Back to the phones, Ed.
All right. We go to Mississippi, and Garrison is on the line. Garrison, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you so much, guys. It's an honor to be here. Believe it or not, I actually beat my dad's record. He had to call in 52 times, and I only had to call twice.
Wow.
I know who's not getting an allowance this week.
Garrison, you're grounded.
Oh, no. Yeah. Goodness gracious.
Yeah. No, okay. No, that's just the way it goes sometimes.
I know.
It's a life lesson.
Hey, funny enough, I just got ungrounded about a week ago. So,
really?
Hey, here we are, man.
You just got ungrounded?
Man, to be grounded and quarantined, that sounds like sort of a double jeopardy.
You have no idea.
Hey, which question you want to answer?
I'd like to answer the question about the metatarsal.
Here's the question. In which part of your body are your metatarsals located?
That would be in the long bones of your feet.
Yes, sir. That's right. In your foot.
The long bone.
Metatarsals.
Long bone. Yes,
that's what I used to. I used to, as an insult when I was growing up. I never could get this quite right. Most people said in your face. I would always say in your foot, and people just didn't get it. It just didn't have the same.
Still don't. Really.
Yeah.
But I get you, Ed. I get
that's
you.
Right. You feel me?
I'm feeling you.
In your foot, man. In your foot.
That's that long bone, or is it long bones on top of your foot that go down to your toes? Is that right? From your ankle to your toes? Is that what you're talking about?
Well, the long bone is connected to the ankle bone, and then the ankle bone. All right, never mind. Strike two, I think.
Hey, what's your question for us?
Okay, this is a medical question. Yeah. What is the medical diagnosis for someone in a seizure lasting more than 5 minutes?
That is a...
You got the... I'll take this, and y'all. Here's the deal. You've got the Joe Biden-itis.
Joe Biden-itis.
If you got somebody in a seizure for more than 5 minutes?
I believe this is going to be a grand mal seizure.
And they call it grand mal, but it's actually grand mal.
Grand mal, M-A-L.
Yeah, I'm going with Ed.
Okay. Unfortunately, you guys are not correct. It is actually known as status epilepticus.
Status epilepticus. I hiked that once and spent the night. I think that's beautiful scenery.
That's a villain from the Avengers movie, wasn't it? Are you sure? Because, Garrison, if you're wrong, you're grounded, fella.
Oh, milk it, Ed.
So grounded.
Milk it.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So what is it now?
Say that again.
It is status epilepticus.
Huh.
So okay. Now when we want to put...
That is... Go ahead.
When we're filling out some of these forms and it's got status and you're not sure, just write that on there.
Epilepticus.
Because since that is a status, identify as an epileptipus.
Now, folks, for those of you out there who don't have a sense of humor, we are not making fun of seizures. Please understand that.
Exactly.
Right. So we're making fun of the name.
Our paranormals who have seizures.
That's right, with big feet, even.
With big feet, and who are fans of Lyndon Johnson.
Yes, that's right.
None of those categories we are making fun of.
That's true.
We've covered Thank a little you, Garrison. Bit of all that.
All right, Garrison.
Take care, my friend.
Nobody with big feet was harmed
in the making of this trivia show.
The metatarsals.
Metatarsals.
Yeah. No metatarsals were harmed.
I took a cruise to the lower metatarsal. Man, that was all before COVID-19. My life was good on that cruise boat. We viewed the lower metatarsals.
The lower metatarsals.
You go in your room and see what they were able to do with washcloths and all those little swans and things they made out of the towels.
We watched killer whales do tap dancing. It was really a nice trip.
Yes.
Huh?
Sounds great.
There was some swimming moose out there.
Yes.
You know, you don't see that very often. No. I'll tell you that right now. You don't mind if they wake you up 3 a.m. to say, look out the left starboard side.
Right.
You know, because
there's
some moose swimming out there.
Being chased
down.
Killer whales chasing them.
All right. And stop. All right, let's get back to the calls.
All right. We go to Iowa, and if I'm not mistaken, this is the first lady to call in all program.
Melania's on the phone?
Jade from Iowa. Good morning, Jade. I think you are our first lady caller. Let's put it that way.
Float us.
How about that?
Yeah. Welcome to Trivia Friday. Jade, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I would like to do both.
All right. Which question would you like to answer?
I would like to answer Tim's riddle about the ghost.
Okay, Jade, here we go. Here's the question. Here's the riddle. What room won't ghosts go into?
Would that be the living room?
The living room.
Oh,
I never saw that coming.
Hey,
way to go. Great. Great. That was probably
a credit to my son. He gave me that answer because I was going to answer the question that the gentleman ahead of me.
Okay. What room? What room?
Living room.
Want a ghost go into?
The
living room.
I like it.
Okay, Jade, we're ready.
I have to tell you guys, I am so excited to be on the show because I listen to you every Friday from work, but it's not feasible for me to call in, so I took today off, and here I am.
Wonderful.
Now,
and
wait
you
a
got
second.
Through.
You took the day off so you could be on the show, listen to the show?
I just took the day off, and it ended up being a Friday, and I thought, I'm going to try and call in today.
What
and
she's saying, what Jade is saying, Ed, is she won the Today's Issues Trivia Friday lottery.
Yeah, that's right.
That's and I we don't encourage gambling. But I'm just saying, metaphorically speaking, that's what happened today.
Yes,
right.
We have a
this
Jade. We have a
day.
We have a just that story touches us all.
It does.
And because of that, we're going to send you a T-shirt, a Trivia Friday.
There
t-shirt.
You go. That's what
oh,
I'm talking
awesome.
About.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
it's the least we can do for you not getting paid today. So,
thank you,
know,
you guys.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Put it under some ultraviolet rays just to make sure that
here we go.
Corona is all calmed down.
Yeah,
hey, listen, you mentioned your son for a lifeline. Give us a shout out. What's his name?
His name is Garrett.
Garrett. Way to go, Garrett. Helping your mom out.
That's right.
Thanks, buddy.
All right, Jade, do you want to ask, answer, or both?
No, she's.
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Okay, so a very well-known verse in the Bible is John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Who spoke those words, and who was being spoken to?
Who spoke those words?
Well, those are red-letter words.
Yes, they are.
And this sounds like a setup.
That's what I keep thinking. I think she's trying to trick us.
Jesus said that
to Nicodemus, right? Okay, we're talking amongst ourselves here, Jade. So hang on. So Jesus said that to Nicodemus, right?
Yeah.
God so loved the world.
Yeah.
We're second guessing ourselves.
Yeah. I know
because
it
right.
seems like it's so obvious.
Yeah, I don't think you should use the Bible to trap people.
Ben Franklin.
I don't think that's right, Jay, but
well,
I hope it's not what
General
you're doing
Flynn
here.
Says it's not right.
No, that's right.
But
that's right.
George Washington gets a lot of credit. I mean, Benjamin Franklin gets a lot of credit for things that he said in the Farmer's Almanac, but I'm going to go with Jesus and Nicodemus.
That is correct.
Okay, all right. So I thought there was some kind of trick.
That was going to be pretty embarrassing if there was some other kind of answer, and we're on Christian radio here.
And we got that wrong.
We got that wrong. But
yeah.
All right,
well,
Jade.
Hey, stay on the line.
Yeah, stay on the line.
So they can get your shirt size and address, and you have a wonderful weekend, and stay safe.
You too. Thanks, guys.
All right. So she is.
Nice lady.
Yeah, very nice. Good Bible question. So.
Trivia Friday it is on American Family Radio. Let's repeat our questions, guys.
All right, here are my three. The first one, I will endure further mocking, I'm sure. Killer whales are a natural predator of the moose. Is that true or false? Second question, what continent has the highest education level in the world? Third question, what is the state capital of Florida? Those are my three questions.
Here's what I've got. First question, how many wings does a butterfly have? How many wings does a butterfly have? I'll add a couple of questions. Second question, what island was the scene of a nuclear accident in 1979? What island was the scene of a nuclear accident in 1979? Third question, true or false, Switzerland and the Vatican City are the only two countries in the world with square flags. And yes, Vatican City is considered a country. Switzerland and the Vatican City are the only two countries in the world with square flags. You know, most of them, I guess, what are rectangles.
Right.
So is that true or false?
Is my turn now?
It is your turn.
There are two monkeys on a tree, and one jumps off. Why does the other monkey jump off also? Number two, why does Snap, Crackle, and Pop get scared? Why do they get scared? That's the second riddle. I'm going to stick with those two for now and get back to the phones, Ed.
All right, let's go to Texas. Mike is on the line. Mike, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Sure can, Mike.
What part of Texas are you from?
North Texas, near Bonham, Sam Rayburn country, sir. Hallelujah.
All right. Well, thanks for calling, Mike.
You want to ask, answer, or do both?
Do both. Do both, sir.
All right.
What an arena of learning arena you guys have.
I like that from a Texan, because he's been in some arenas before.
I like it. Sir. A learning arena.
Yeah. Hey, ask, answer, or do both? Which one you want to answer?
Both. Do both, sir.
Yeah, which one you feel confident about, Mike?
Oh, gosh. I hate to say it, but let's get rid of this moose thing already.
The moose question? All right, here's the question. Killer whales are a natural predator of the moose. Mike, is that true or false?
Gosh, duh. False.
All right, that is 100% true.
What?
So what? In your foot, guys, who've been mocking me.
Wait,
you see what I did there?
Crawls up on the bank.
Absolutely true.
The woods.
Moose frequently swim between islands off America's northwest coast, and they are frequently eaten by killer whales.
Man, I didn't know that.
I never saw that coming.
Just, you know, that's sad because you know what I'm saying. They're just going out for a mid-afternoon little dip.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. It's hot.
And if you don't, hey, if you don't believe me, look it up on Wikipedia. Wikipedia never lies.
Okay, wicked Wikipedia.
Wicked.
I wanted to do the LBJ because I didn't have enough rock to do his nose. All this.
Oh, man. Yeah. All right. Hey, what's your question for us, Mike?
Okay. There's some divine appointed women back in the day that hung out together for how many days before gave birth? I don't want to tell you who they were. I'd give them away.
What? Can you repeat that, Mike?
There were some divinely appointed women back in the day before they gave birth that hung out together for how many days? Your question is, how many days did they hang out together?
Oh, okay.
Right, he's talking about Mary and her aunt Elizabeth.
Okay, so
how many
days?
She went to stay with her for how, did it say she went to stay with her for 3 months?
I think it was 3 months. That comes to mind, JJ.
When John leapt in the womb, good pro-life scripture there.
Yeah.
We'll say 90 days.
Correct answer.
All right.
You guys get a T-shirt.
Hey, can you send us a T-shirt of a moose being chased down by a killer whale? I would wear that T-shirt.
I'll do that.
You know, the one good thing is those moose, they never knew what hit them.
You know what's sad? I'm with you, Tim. You look around, you see a fox, you see some bunny rabbits, you go, I'm a moose. Because, you know, I don't have anything to fear.
Right.
I'm going to go out here for a swim. What can possibly get me? I'm
right.
a moose.
Right, right. And up comes that New York Life whale. Or is it Met Life? It's New York Life, isn't it?
What is that? I don't know if that's Met Life or New York Life.
I think it's New York Life. Met Life is Snoopy.
No, I think killer whale, and they can come over the goalpost. You know, anybody that saw Free Willy, they can swim and do the high jump.
All right, we're going to take a break right here. We'll be back in 5 minutes. So much more trivia to come. Stay with us.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.